This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. As you probably know, the academic year is in full swing right now, and it's a perfect time for readers to enjoy a little intellectual satire. Nancy Pearl joins us once again with a couple of reading recommendations, and they might appeal to those of you with ties to an institution of higher learning.
I happen to love academic satires. David Lodge's books, Malcolm Bradbury's books, for me, they're the high point of what you can do with an academic satire. Here are two new books that I think were just great fun to read. The first one is by James Magnuson, called Famous Writers I Have Known. And the second one is Dear Committee Members, by Julie Schumacher. So James Magnuson's setup is that a kind of low level con artist gets in trouble with the mob and has to get out of New York, and through various coincidences, he impersonates a J.D. Salinger type author who nobody has seen for 30 years, and J.D. Salinger, this author has gotten this wonderful gig in Texas, being a visiting scholar, where he just has to lead. He has to do a reading, but he also has to teach a group of aspiring writers.
So I'm already laughing because what's flashing through my brain is Some Like It Hot, guys on the lam from the mob.
Right.
But instead of dressing up like Marilyn Monroe lookalikes or wannabe lookalikes, he's dressing up like an author nobody's ever seen.
Right. Hasn't seen, with leather patches on his on his tweed jacket and all of that, corduroy pants, very unsuitable for Texas in the summer. But here's the thing. He's not a reader. He has barely read anything, and here he is leading this seminar, this writer's workshop, and having to, it is priceless.
I'm assuming the real one shows up at some point.
Well, we can't give
that away. All right, makes me laugh just hearing
you
talk about
totally it. Totally great fun.
It's called Famous Writers I Have Known by James Magnuson, a guy on the lam, posing as a famous but hermetic novelist. Hermitic, I think that would be the right word. Right?
A novelist who is a hermit, living on an island in Maine.
Okay, then the second satire by Julie Schumacher is called Dear Committee Members.
And this is an epistolary novel, a novel written entirely in letter format. And these letters are all recommendation letters that this professor is writing for his various students and colleagues. And what I loved about one of the side things about this book that I loved is that evidently I read this somewhere, that when her husband, Julie Schumacher's husband, read the manuscript of this, he said, "Boy, I'm really glad you and I don't have the same last name."
So is she an academic?
She is. She teaches at the University of Minnesota in the Faculty of Creative Writing. But the wonderful thing about this is you get a whole picture of this professor's life through the letters of recommendation that he's writing to his ex-wife, who is now the head of a big writing retreat, to his colleagues in the English Creative Writing Department. And it's just one of those. It's a very slim novel, which is such a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Easy to carry, easy to read. And this guy, his career is stalled. His new novel is nowhere to be seen.
And we learn all that through these letters
and all about his various relationships with people and what's happening in the department to which he's a member. It's great, great, great fun.
I can see that this is something, if you academics are listening right now, this is something that probably you will all relate to. It's called Dear Committee Members by Julie Schumacher. First book, another academic satire, Famous Writers I Have Known by James Magnuson. And Nancy, just your descriptions made me laugh, so I look forward to reading them.
I think you'll like them.
Thanks so much.